1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has a liberal majority for the first time in 15 years. Janet Protasiewicz took the oath of office yesterday.
We all want a Wisconsin where our freedoms are protected. We want a Wisconsin with a fair and impartial Supreme Court. We all want to live in communities that are safe. And we all want a Wisconsin where everyone is afforded equal justice under the law.
Protasiewicz is expected to be the deciding vote on some key cases in the months to come. Those will likely include abortion and gerrymandering. They could also take up workers' rights and voting rules for next year's presidential election. The tight labor market is affecting county jail staffing around Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
Staffing levels in Wisconsin jails are at their lowest level since the Wisconsin Department of Justice began tracking in 2008. With the state's unemployment rate hovering around a historic low of 2.4%, county jails are struggling to attract new workers. The staffing shortages in some places, like Marathon County, are having them sending inmates to nearby facilities. In other Wisconsin counties, like Brown County, facilities are consolidating from multiple locations to one. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A new effort to address the shortage of special education teachers in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that close to half of special ed teachers in the state leave the profession within the first 5 years. A new state program, backed by federal grant funding, is working to address special ed teacher retention. The special education induction program will begin this fall and include around 300 first and second year teachers. There's a new draft plan for managing Wisconsin's gray wolf population. Terry Bell reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources adjusted its latest plan after public feedback on the first draft. The new version, released yesterday, recommends a statewide population of 800 to 1,200 wolves. The DNR's Randy Johnson says this is the draft the Natural Resources Board will likely vote on in October.
We can't estimate the exact number of wolves in the state. I think the better question is, can we make good decisions based on the information we have? And I think we're in a good place there.
Farmers say they need to protect their livestock from wolves. Animal rights activists say the wolf population isn't big enough for hunting. Wisconsin's last gray wolf hunt was in 2014. The gray wolf has since been put back on the federal endangered species list. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A sailing season cut short, the SS Badger, Lake Michigan's largest car ferry, is done for the season after damage to one of its ramps. The ferry runs daily service between Manitowoc and Ludington, Michigan. The 2023 season was set to end on October 9th. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A person was shot as police attempted to serve an arrest warrant yesterday. The incident involved the Grand Chute Police Department and happened shortly after 3 p.m. when officers showed up at 3025 Lawrence Street and encountered what authorities are calling an unknown situation, which resulted in officers firing their guns. The gunshot victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No police officers were injured. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office is investigating the shooting. Despite two tragic crashes in the final days, EAA Air Venture ended on a high note. A record number of people attended. The 70th EAA broke the attendance record set last year. 2022's attendance was 650,000. This year's attendance topped 677,000. EAA officials are calling this year's event a big success. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers making several trades. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First, a recap of last night's game. The Crew beat the Nationals in Washington. Bryce Terang, Joey Weimer with key hits that sparked a four-run rally in the fourth inning. Then in the bottom of the ninth, the Nationals' Corey Dickerson at bat. Closer Devin Williams on the mound. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Struck him out with a heater. The Brewers snap the four-game losing streak and take down the Nationals 6-4 here in D.C.
Now, before the game, the Brewers acquired more players in last-minute trades, including Arizona lefty Andrew Chafin for right-handed pitcher Peter Strzelecki, who'd been with the crew 5 years when he played for the Timber Rattlers.
That's the first thing I thought about, was just, you know, having to say goodbye to everybody. And a lot of people through the, you know, the minor leagues and just back at the complex that have helped me so much and helped me get to this point.
They traded Luis Urias to the Red Sox for pitcher Bradley Blaylock. Outfielder Mark Canna joined the crew after being traded away by the Mets.
Excited to be here, excited for to make a playoff run with this talented group, and it's a lot. It's a lot for me because I have I've never been traded before, so it's a new experience, and I'm excited for this chapter in my career.
In all, Milwaukee added three more pitchers. Manager Craig Counsell says the bullpen needed some help.
Look, we talked about this when we were, you know, winning games, that we were putting a lot of pressure on those guys to be perfect. So on nights that they're not, you know, and some balls find grass, you know, they score some runs, and it hurts us bad.
Game three to wrap up the series this afternoon. Last night in Chicago, the Cubs clobbered the Reds 20-9. Ben Lively gave up 13 earned runs, including four homers, in just four innings. Cincinnati, though, still a half game ahead of Milwaukee. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers beginning training camp today at UW-Platteville. New head coach Luke Fickell.
It's just there's so many unknowns that is so exciting about what camp is. But boy, I mean, it's starting to get to that point where my wife's even like, you know what? Why don't you guys just go and start? Because you're here, but you're not here.
With sports.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, man, but I can tell you what we're not going to do this morning. We're not going to do what I've been listening to on conservative talk radio this morning. No mention at all of Donald Trump being indicted. No mention at all. How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Man, the number one story of yesterday and today, you know, it's not that the Brewers won yesterday. It's none of those other things, man. It's that the man who used to be president of the United States, who is running to become president of the United States, has been indicted in a conspiracy, man. And man, hey, Calvin. A conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't know. They could hand wave away the documents one. This one, I don't know how you can ignore this.
Man, to defraud the people of the United States. You know, and in this instance. So for the 2 hours of this show, man, we're not talking about anything else. You know, clearly. We're going to spend the whole 2 hours asking the question of people. When you read the indictments of what has taken place, well, it's nothing new because we all knew, and this is not about him paying some hooker. Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of star?
Adult film
yeah,
star.
Yeah, adult film star. I like the hooker better. Hey, anyway, paying some adult film star for sex and then to keep her quiet. This is not about the fact that some other Playboy bunny that he paid for sex. And this is not about his property. What he thought was his property at Mar-a-Lago with all of those documents that didn't belong to him. This is clearly, finally, this man is in a position to go to jail, man, for a long time. What's more important a conversation than that? A man that's former president of the United States and who is running again, the front runner by leagues over the next candidate, Republican candidate, is, you know, about to wear an orange jumpsuit, maybe. You know, and the reason why there should be a reason that he doesn't wear an orange jumpsuit is because, well, you know, if they don't get this thing done before the election, well, you know, then maybe it won't happen. What? What are you talking about, man? You've got him dead to rights. And as an American citizen, to hear them say, well, if we don't get this done before the election, there's a chance that this doesn't come up. What the hell are you talking about, United States government? You know, the judicial branch of the United States government is not more powerful than the loudmouth criminal? I mean, what is happening in this country? Well, we don't know if we can, if we do this, it's going to anger. Well, it's going to anger 35% of the American people who still believe somehow in this criminal. Well, we can't, you know, Earl, you shouldn't be saying that. He's, what are you talking about? If you read the indictment, and we're going to go through some of that, and we know with our own eyes, our own lying eyes, we know what we saw. And the fact that we are so nervous and unwilling to call it straight, because maybe some of those people at 35% who still supports Donald Trump may be our friends, maybe our family members, you know, maybe our parishioner friends. You know, I mean, come on. The real threat for this nation is not outside of it. Stop spending $1 billion a year on military. A blind man could see that internally this nation is at the crossroads. And if this nation can't bring itself, the judicial branch of this government can't bring itself to do what is right and make sure this thing goes to court before he can pardon himself, we can't talk about puppet governments anywhere else in the world. We are a puppet government. 844-967-2789. Listen to what I'm saying. Well, if we don't get this, you know, in the courts before the election, Donald Trump wins, he'll be able to pardon himself. I don't want to hear any more from people who want to talk about all the criminals in the Central City. Oh, well, we got to do something. They, you know, got all those criminals running around. Man, the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, tried to create an overthrow of the government. It's clear. He had some boys with him. And even here in the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin memo, which is prominent in this discussion, people inside of our own state, I think there's a guy, Calvin, I think he just won re-election to the Senate. You know that guy?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking
about. Who is that guy?
Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson. Right in the middle of it. We know. know it. Well, so when they asked Ron Johnson, he got a lot to say about everything. When they asked him about this, it was only for a couple minutes that, what are you talking about, man? Well, it only came to me and I saw it for a couple minutes and then, and he gets away with that for now. But this indictment that is coming down, here's the good thing about it, Calvin, and the listening audience. It won't be decided by politricksters. It's going to be decided in a court with a jury where politricksters can't get around it and where people aren't afraid of Donald Trump. Those people who will be the jury won't be politically afraid to do the right thing. This is why I always talk about politics. Man, this is politics. We can't do this because of what? Well, because it's Donald Trump and people are going to give. That's politics, man. No. Straight up, this is the hopefully we've waited all of this time, and I know there are people in this listening audience who still support this man. Now, he's still got 35%, and they say 35%, but I think it's higher than that. Of Republicans, or 35% of the population, that still believes in this man. I don't care what it says or what truth comes out, they're still going to believe this man. But there's so much Special Counsel Jack Smith and the felony charges. And I don't care what Donald Trump in his delusional mind and his followers. And listen, I don't normally just spend a lot of time talking about Donald Trump and the people who follow him. But man, that's a major, major, never in the history of this nation, never ever in the 250 or so years of this nation's history has this ever occurred. And at least on this show, we're not going to brush over it. Not today. I don't care whose feelings get hurt. Phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. Whatever side of the ledger you are on, you are welcome. But whether or not I get any calls or not, I can handle it. I got more than enough ammunition to tell you about just where we are, what time it is, and what must be done. The nation is in peril, whether you believe it or not. And it's in peril and jeopardy over one man, a criminal-minded man. What he did was criminal, and that's why he is facing these indictments, because they're criminal indictments. Well, Earl, he hasn't been, convicted yet. Well, okay. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm just getting started. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
She's the Here's your of updated forecast. Wisconsin chance for scattered storms today.
Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows around 66. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs level off around 87. A blend of clouds and sun. Dry and turning cooler Friday and Saturday. With highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Maybe some of you couldn't sleep last night. Those of you who are blind to your man and what he is and what he's done and what his plans are, and the fact that you still support him in the face of all the wrong that he's done. But last night, President Donald Trump was indicted. He's been indicted before, so that's nothing new. But he's never been indicted with these words and the power of these words. Listen to the power of these words that will tell you the seriousness of what he is facing now. The crimes that Special Counsel Jack Smith has formally accused Donald Trump of in a federal indictment unsealed Tuesday. Conspiracy. That's just that word. Conspiracy. I'm not, a guy who knows the definition of all words, but conspiracy means an organized effort. They get people for doing something called RICO, right? And RICO means you created an organized crime family, organized crime family to do some illegal things. And RICO laws put people away for a long, long time. John Gotti, as powerful a man as he was, they got him for conspiracy to do those criminal things that he did. So Donald Trump, the federal indictment unsealed Tuesday, conspiracy to defraud the United States government. Now, not conspiracy to defraud Earl Ingram. There's nothing, right? Or Calvin, that's nothing. Conspiracy to defraud the United States government. Conspiracy, count number two, to obstruct an official proceeding of the United States government, of we the people. Number three, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, i.e. the election. These aren't lightweight charges. I don't care what Donald Trump says. I don't care what conservative radio commentators say. I don't care what any of those people say. These charges will put him behind bars. And if they don't, this is a puppet government. Conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Cut to the heart of Trumpism, bringing the former president's relentless lies and disdain for democracy to the forefront. So what's Donald Trump's response? Oh, you know, they're coming after me because they don't want me to run for president of the United States. Oh, okay. All right. I get it. It is a conspiracy against me. I'm just an innocent guy. I didn't do anything. They're afraid that you'll reelect me. These are his responses. As if somehow that's going to be sufficient. It's sufficient for a handful of people who love him, who've loved him from the start, and who, Calvin, I don't know if you remember this, when he said if he killed somebody in, I don't know, did he say Broadway or wherever it was?
I think it was Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue. And he said it tongue in cheek at the time. The people would still love him. He knows that. That there are those of you who are still out there who have given away common sense. Common sense can't enter into your mindset because you've already made up your mind that this man is somehow being persecuted. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can join me or I can do it myself. Be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Former President Trump now facing serious charges for a third time, this time for his efforts to change the 2020 election outcome, including his role on January 6th. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The special counsel has charged the former president with fomenting an intense national atmosphere of mistrust and anger, propagating claims about election fraud that he knew were false. The second sentence of the 45-page indictment reads simply, "The defendant lost the 2020 presidential election."
Trump summoned to court in Washington tomorrow. It's World Youth Day, and Pope Francis is in Portugal for the festivities. More than 1 million young people are excited to attend. Nobody won last night's Mega Millions drawing. Next chance Friday for $1.25 billion. But Stacey Weldon in D.C. says she's not going to waste her money.
No one has won here. No one. So I'm not buying into it.
This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A woman was taken to the hospital after a home explosion last night in Sheboygan. Police were called to a house in the 1000 block of 12th Street about 8:40 p.m. to help a woman having a mental health issue. She refused to come out and locked herself in. The explosion happened as authorities were contacting neighbors to secure the area. The woman left the house with injuries and was tended to by paramedics. She was taken to the hospital and her condition is unknown. The damage from the explosion made the home unlivable. The SS Badger will be hanging it up for the season. The Manitowoc Car Ferry has been suspended due to an issue with the boat's ramp system. The repairs will not be completed this summer, and now officials are saying the ferry will be closed for the rest of the summer. The staff at Lake Michigan Car Ferry will be contacting people to issue refunds. This is the 70th season for the Badger. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, as I said from the top of the show, these 2 hours are going to be totally about Donald Trump, about where we are in this country, about the seriousness of yesterday, and where we go from here. And before we go to the phone lines, the 45-page indictment makes it clear how serious that effort was, how Trump worked with lawyers and operatives to turn his big lie about winning an election he clearly lost into a reality, how his own administration and campaign staff, from his attorney general to his vice president, told him he was lying, and how it eventually became clear Trump knew he was lying and just didn't care. "You're too honest," Trump told Vice President Mike Pence on January 21st when Pence reiterated his opposition to Trump's scheme to stay in office despite losing the election 2 months earlier. "You're too honest." Now, look, man, I'm not naive or gullible, and I don't expect a politician, be they Democrat or Republican, to be an angel. But I certainly don't expect Lucifer. And that's what we got, Lucifer. Let's go to Eric from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Eric. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
I'm saying this, that I stand with Jack Smith, but there's many people there, and I'm talking to your listening audience, that kind of hang out with Merrick Garland. You know, this is important, but, you know, I just don't see that we should get so involved and so,
Namby-pamby.
Thank you, yes. And here's something funny for you. I was reading some right-wing news, and they were saying that Clarence Thomas had dirt on Joe Biden. And I responded by saying,
We're having trouble with your phone, man. Call back. So maybe it's the place where you have a call back. We'll put you right back on the line. Listen, I don't care. You know, this has nothing to do with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And so they're not going to get away with it. They're not going to get away with trying to do the switcheroo and saying, "Well, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden aren't being challenged by, you know, the Justice Department of the United States for committing conspiracies against this nation and the people of this nation." And there's no comparison. I already know my next call is going to try to make one, but, you know. Good morning, CJ. You say what, man?
Morning, Earl. Did you listen to the news during the break?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that. You know,
that's on your station.
What was it?
On your station.
What was it?
It was a description of exactly what happened yesterday.
I know what happened. The 45-page indictment makes it clear how serious that effort was. Okay, I read part of, and I read the indictment myself. So I don't care what was said in the 230 seconds that you just heard. I know what I read with my own eyes. So go ahead.
I see the defensiveness right off the bat from you. So
what are you talking about, man?
That's what you do when you see. That's what you do. You talk over me. Go ahead.
I'm going to talk over you because challenge what Donald Trump is being accused of. Challenge that.
First time in United States history, political speech, the First Amendment has been charged.
He doesn't have.
Who runs Joe Biden's Department of Justice?
The Department of Justice and many of those people who are in those positions of leadership. And when all of this stuff came down, there were Donald Trump people, for the most part, back when this took place, January 6th. That was not Joe Biden's people. This goes back to January 6, 2021, CJ, when Donald Trump was still the president. Okay? That's what this took place. Most of this. Donald Trump's people were still in charge. So you can try to flip it all you want to. It's not going anywhere, man. He's going to pay the price. And he's taking other people down with him, Rudy Giuliani and others who stood for him. They committed crimes.
Do you want me to talk now?
Hey, you can,
Merrick Garland, the same one, the Department of Justice.
Did Donald Trump do these things? The question is, did Donald Trump do these things? Yes, he did. Joe Biden's name was not mentioned whatsoever. Donald Trump did these things. They have him on record. They have him recorded committing these crimes. It doesn't matter about you bringing up Joe Biden. That's all you guys can do instead of addressing the truth of the matter.
You don't want to hear him.
No, I don't want to hear anything about. I don't want to hear anything about Joe Biden because yesterday, because yesterday, CJ, the facts are Donald Trump was indicted yesterday. Don't tell me about facts about Joe Biden. Joe Biden has not been indicted. Donald Trump was indicted yesterday. Again, conspiracy against the United States people. That includes you.
Garland.
Merrick Garland's name was not mentioned. Merrick Garland's name was not mentioned yesterday, man.
Who's the head of the...
Merrick Garland clearly stood back, did not get engaged in this because he knew people like you were going to say he was doing this. It was political. This is not political. Because as I said before, if you were listening, the politricksters won't be involved in the decisions. It will be a jury of his peers. Okay? It's going to be decided in a courthouse, not on Fox News or ONAN or any of those other conservative rags. It's going to be decided by the American people. Go ahead.
Let's talk facts.
Well, I just talked the facts.
Merrick Garland's boss. Who is Merrick Garland's boss? You can say it, Earl. Joe Biden.
Did you not hear anything I said to you, man? It's a waste of time talking to you. When these things came to fruition or came up, Merrick Garland was not in the position he's in now. When these conversations about what Donald Trump and his co-conspirators did, Merrick Garland was nowhere around. Go ahead.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
It's a fact. That's the fact.
Come on, man.
Hey,
Come
CJ. On, man. That's the fact. What you are talking about is fiction. And that's all you guys have is fiction. And so it's not going to work.
Devin Archer, the same day that he testifies that Joe Biden is bought and paid for by China.
All right, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. You know, that's not going to help Donald Trump. You know, Calvin, that conversation CJ is having, it may make him feel good, but in the courts, they're not going to be talking about, Hunter Biden and Burisma and...
Well, yeah, it's just because their whole ideology is based on the deep state conspiracy. So if they can't separate it, it all has to be connected. Biden being bought by China has to be connected to the Trump indictment, and it has to be connected to Hillary getting off, and it has to be connected. Man. It all has to be connected. Otherwise, it all comes apart.
And I bet you Donald Trump wished that that could work. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that includes all of us. Man, oh, man. If the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. I remember a Republican Party at one time that was all about personal responsibility.
Well, it's not that way anymore,
I remember,
Tom.
No, it's not. And I remember them always talking about, not being a victim.
Yeah.
This is the biggest victim party. This is the biggest victim guy in the world. If you want to follow this guy off a cliff, I guess you're a victim too. And it's disgusting to me. You know what? Here's the difference. The people on the progressive left, if you want to call us that, we don't care if whoever it is, we believe in justice. We believe in the fact that if someone broke the law, that they go to court and they get indicted and they get arrested, convicted of crimes. We want justice for everyone. Donald Trump, my God, wait till the Atlanta case comes down where he's saying on the telephone, I need this many votes. I mean, these guys are just amazing in terms of this, trying to say, oh, this person did it. Oh, this person did it. You know what? Enough. We're tired of the rhetoric. We're tired of the constant every day. This president. We're done. DJ, your comments are old. Your comments are propaganda.
But Tom, they have no correlation whatsoever.
None.
With what Donald Trump is facing. Well, Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland works for who? What the hell does that have to do with the price?
If you want to know the truth, there's a heck of a lot of progressives that were mad at Merrick Garland because
that he didn't take this on. So that's correct. That he didn't take it on.
And you know what? He actually did the right thing by putting into an independent counsel and let Jack Smith, a very, very well qualified attorney and nonpartisan.
But Tom, here's where I have the biggest problem. Is in the face of all of this, there's still conversation that if they don't get this thing into court before the election, this can all be lost. And I don't understand how the judicial branch of the government can be so puppet-like that it doesn't have the power to move this where it should be, where it should have been, because they're afraid that somehow Republicans are going to be like CJ and say that Joe Biden wanted to have this done. Look, you can hold on, man. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I don't get that. And that's a reflection of we the people, Tom. We'll be right back.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows around 66, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, highs level off around 87, a blend of clouds and sun. Dry and turning cooler Friday and Saturday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, what transpired on yesterday, news all over the world, the indictment of a former president of the United States as well, another indictment, as well as a candidate for president in an upcoming election. Let's go to Dave from Racine. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Thank Hi. You for listening. You say what, sir?
Hi. I'm listening to you this morning. I listened to the news last night and everything. And the thing that kills me is how they keep talking about, insurrection. What they call it as it is, he's committing treason. What he did on January 6th, was a treasonous act, and they need to stop walking on water like somebody's going to fall and get their feet wet or whatever. He needs to be sent away and sent away for years. Yeah, if this was a third world country, he would have been dragged out and hung. But we're not a third world country. But the thing is, he needs to be held accountable. Now, thank God George is going to come out with something, too. And, how many more charges can we bring on this man before they are held accountable?
So, Dave, let me ask you. You've got friends, as we all do, who still support this man. And he's saying it's a witch hunt. And so because he's saying it's a witch hunt, who are you going to believe? The government of the United States? Or this man, who we know is not exactly a man of character, right?
He's a draft-dodging lion SOB, he's got everybody else falling on the knife, and he's the one shoving it in them.
Yes.
And, this man never stood up for anything on his own accord. Yeah, and he hides in the courts, and he's good at that. He knows how to manipulate the court system.
Well, he has been, but in this instance, I don't think he's going to get away with it, Dave. And that's
I hope he gets nailed to the cross on this one because this is ridiculous.
Hey Dave, you know, thank
it's
you.
It's amazing how.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's just amazing how Bill Barr has even come out against him in different things. I mean, that was his attorney general. So let's pick on Carl.
I got to call in to Chris Christie to try to get Chris Christie to appear on the show. So I'll know later on today if we're able to make that happen. But I'm certainly reaching out to him. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Tom, quickly.
Yeah, Earl, I thought that was pretty funny that the statistic that or the evidence that CJ was talking about was during that news, top of the hour news.
Right.
Where Donald Trump's attorneys were talking about what it was that was going on. It had nothing to do with actual news. It just had to be a stenographer of his attorney. And it just shows again, CJ, why it is that nobody can believe you and you have no credibility. I'm sorry. You are.
Well, you know, but
you guys are done. And you know what? We want justice in this country. And if Donald Trump does not get either jail time or something, justice has been a big miscarriage of justice.
Well, but Tom, not only it's not even just that it's a miscarriage of justice. If he walks, I don't think we can ever talk about our government and democracy and the greatest government on earth. I don't think we can ever say that ever again. That if little people have to face in our justice system and people without money and little people, that's what the justice system is designed for solely, the little people, and that the big people don't have to deal with those things, I don't think the nation can ever be seen in the light that it touts itself ever again. The world sees this criminal, right? I mean, everybody sees him. They know what he is. And if he gets to walk because of some political shenanigans, come on, man. Puppet government.
I just want to say thank you to the civil servants actually in this country, because you know what? Here's the thing. Jack Smith has one shot at this thing in some ways. And the thing is, he wants to make sure everything, all eyes are dotted.
Hey, Tom. Jack Smith has the judicial system behind him, man. He's not standing alone. You always say we the people out of government. What does he have behind him?
Yep.
He's not one person.
Yep. Exactly.
He represents the power of the judicial system of the United States government. If they can't make this happen, again, what does that say about the judicial system? And if the judicial system of the government doesn't have the power to lock up a man who's created conspiracies against the government, what are we talking about, man? Let's stop talking about we the people. Let's stop talking about the flag. Let's stop talking about the Constitution. Because all those things don't have any value if a guy can do what Donald Trump did and walk. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back. Or maybe you think that love was made for fools, and so it makes you wise to break the rules. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, then you got the notion. I set the emotion.
the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks.
ABC News, I'm Emway.